Yeah, well, look, this was an audit done by the National Office of Clinical Audit, and so therefore they would have included Sligo University Hospital in that audit, as we are one of the 24 hospitals that do provide acute stroke care. So it is included in those numbers. And we are seeing a rise of 13% due to, you know, we have, and certainly in the Northwest, we've an increasing elderly population, which are at risk of stroke. While, you know, stroke is in every age group, and indeed a quarter of stroke patients of women are under 65, and one third of men are under 65. So it is an area that is increasing, that we need to ensure that we have specialised units with specialised staff. And I suppose what the audit found indeed was that we have a lack of beds in those specialised units. While we have those units, we haven't increased, we haven't moved with the increasing demand, and we've plateaued our service since 2021. So there is a need for more specialised beds, and we do need to employ more nurses, physios, OTs, dietitians, psychologists and medical social workers in this specialised area to ensure that people who have had a stroke are actually admitted there to the specialised unit, because the research does show that once admitted to a specialised unit, that does improve the person's outcomes, the patient's outcomes. So there was some improvement in the audit in terms of the emergency response, which is good to hear, and also this early discharge with rehabilitation support. But I suppose it is that bed piece all of the time. There is not enough beds in the acute care hospitals to look after our medical patients, and therefore that puts a knock-on effect on the stroke unit. So I do think when we have the 42 beds coming up that are being built at the moment in Sligo University, that might help the position. The situation, however, more resources need to be put into the specialised stroke unit, and to, as I said, to employ and train indeed these specialised staff who can take care of and improve the outcomes for people who have suffered a stroke.
And the National Stroke Strategy aims for 90% of patients to be treated in specialised stroke units. Do you think this target is realistic for this region without more investment?
Well, I think it has to be realistic, Gervla. I think, you know, that National Stroke Strategy was written to in line with international standards. And it was a strategy from 2022 to 2027. And as I said, we're plateauing on where we're not seeing an improvement. So it's good to have this evidence now.